Today, we'd like to see the title of Christmas meaning to our life in Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. To align with the people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Who visited whom and where? What are symbols of three gifts? Who visited on babe Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem? How many visitors? Were there Jesus' parents? And what do you think about the illustration of a wise man before Jesus compared to the Bethlehem country shepherds? Question 2, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Says his name Jesus, and why is his name Emmanuel? Given in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. And what verses can we find the function of Christ, which is anointed one? Question 3, what does Christmas mean to us? And what would be our life without the birth of Jesus? Generally, topical teaching versus inductive teaching. Topical teaching often uses a testimony in order to know the Word of God selected toward a particular topic. Today is a topical teaching, Christmas topic, so related to Christmas topic, listed Bible verses, such as preaching. Preaching is another example of a topical teaching. In order to know the gospel of salvation, that topic to non-Christians, that's preaching. But the other thing, inductive teaching. Inductive teaching often uses a reason in context with verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and book by book in order to know the Word of God. For the Word of Christmas, question 3, Christ is combined with Mass, which is in older English meaning worship. So Christmas means a memorable worship service for Christ's birth. That is Christ's birthday. Christmas is also called as Noël in old French language. Christmas is not a holiday for a party, for Santa Claus, for Super Sale, or for any other commercial activity. Santa Claus culture developed from Germany gives a gift to a good child in Christmas Eve. While infant Jesus culture was developed from Spain, Santa Claus culture spread to Western Europe, while infant Jesus spread to Latin America. While I was a Buddhist in my childhood, I liked Christmas Eve because I thought that Santa Claus left a gift in Christmas Eve when I slept. But the Bible doesn't say this culture. Jesus says in Mark chapter 8, verse 38, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Simply, when Jesus is coming again in heaven, so Jesus also will be ashamed of them who are ashamed of Jesus and God's word. So we'd like to see biblically what Christmas or Jesus' birthday means to our life. Jesus Christ, the Lord, and as a Savior. Jesus, the English word rooted from Jesus, the Greek word. Joshua, the English word rooted from Yeshua, Hebrew word, means the Lord is salvation. So Jesus, Joshua means the Lord is salvation. That's Jesus' mission, Jesus' calling. Jesus came here on the earth to save us. The Lord is salvation. Number two, Christ. The English word rooted from Christos, the Greek word. Messiah, the English word rooted from Messiah. The Hebrew word means anointed one by God. God anointed Jesus to save all people. Yeah. God approved Jesus to save all people. God never approved any other people than Jesus to save all people. Only Jesus. That's why we use capital C, Christ. Only one, Jesus. The Lord, Greek word, kurios, the Hebrew word, Adonai, means our master. If you call Jesus the Lord, which meaning I am your slave, I am your servant. So number four, saver means deliverer from eternal death. Eternal death. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You may see illustration drawing here. So that is described according to Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 up to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed. Betrothed or espoused, that means it is more than mere engagement between fiancé and fiancée. So that meaning parents decided for children to get married in the future, in adults. Age in Hebrew culture. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit, or child conceived by the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, not here say her fiancé, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her public example, was minded to put her away secretly. Public example, which meaning Mary would be stoned to the death by the public, according to Old Testament, Mosaic commandment. Verse 20, but while he thought about these things, behold, look, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, which meaning the descendant of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, because that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of God. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So Jesus is ordained or anointed by God. Christ, therefore, is Christ to save his people from their sins. Because God the Father anointed, approved Jesus to save his people from their sin. So that's why Jesus Christ, because God approved, anointed, ordained Jesus to save his people, which meaning his children, the children of God. Then it also says Savior. So Jesus also Savior. That's the function of Christ. Jesus' name's meaning as well. Jesus' name meaning the Lord is salvation. So right here, verse 21 actually indicates everything. Right here, Christ, how come? Because God the Father ordained Jesus, his people, to be saved from their sins. So also Savior in a title come out. So Jesus Christ and Savior. Verse 22, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord. So shows anointed by God, spoken by the Lord God the Father, through the prophet, singular. So here the prophet is saying Isaiah the prophet. Isaiah the prophet prophesied Jesus' birth about 700 years before Jesus' birth. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign or a miracle. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. So virgin conceive a son conceived by the Holy Spirit. That's a miracle sign. And shall call his name Emmanuel. Matthew translated Emmanuel means, which is translated God with us. So, that is a reality, outcome of Jesus coming on the earth by birth through crucifixion with shed blood and resurrection and ascension and Pentecost, the Holy Spirit coming upon all believers, all Christians. Therefore, God is with us. Now, in every Christian, the Spirit dwells, or the Spirit lives. In that reality, outcome of Jesus coming on the earth, so his name, called Emmanuel, is Jesus coming on the earth, outcome, in effect, Emmanuel. Verse 24, then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded, ordered him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her first son, which means did not sleep with her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, Jesus. And he called his name Jesus. Then Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Up to 35, Luke chapter 1, verse 26, up to 35. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, Mary, rejoice, highly favored one. Here, rejoice. Rejoice, the source, root is Jesus. How comes the angel told it to the virgin? Because Jesus was born by Mary, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Verse 29. But when she saw him, Gabriel, she was troubled at his saying, considered what manner of greeting these words. Because she is a single virgin. How come he a favorite one, highly favored one? Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. because she is conceived by the Holy Spirit, that's called as a favor. And behold, look, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Verse 32, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. So Jesus, the Son of the Highest, God the Father, the Son of God. And the Lord God will give him, or the Lord God will anoint him, that is Christ, the throne of his father David, for what? Verse 33, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. That's the function of Christ as well, because Jesus' kingdom will stand forever. Because God gave a promise to the David through Nathan, the prophet, 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 12. He, the David's son, Solomon, shall build me a house. Solomon shall build the temple to me for God, a house or the temple of God, and I will establish his throne forever. So David's throne forever. How? Through Jesus Christ. So millennial kingdom come here. So new kingdom come here. New Jerusalem come here in new heaven, new earth. Verse 34. Then Mary said to angel Gabriel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? I do not sleep with a man. Verse 35, and the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest, God the Father, will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. So here indicating incarnation. So the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of God, is incarnated into virgin, the person, woman, Mary, virgin, so the Son of God. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. 14, and the Word became flesh. The God became flesh, dwelt among us, and beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now indeed, Elizabeth is Virgin Mary's relative, but she bore John the Baptist, 6 months older than Jesus. Your relative has also conceived a son, who is John the Baptist, 6 years old months than Jesus, in her old age, 6 months old age. And this is now the 6 months for her who was called barren. So Elizabeth used to be barren, but now she bore 6 months older son. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 16. Now there were in the same country shepherds, same country, which in Bethlehem, country shepherds, living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, country shepherds, but here two or more shepherds, because of plural, we don't know three or four. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. In the night, you know, big, you know, glory come out, so they were afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, For behold, or look, I bring you good tidings of a great joy. Again, Jesus himself is great joy's root, source, essence, great joy, which will be to all people. Verse 11, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. City of David is Bethlehem. A Savior, because David king was born in Bethlehem. A Savior who is Christ the Lord. Here, Christ is our hope and our life. Because of 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope, which meaning our life, tomorrow, more like Jesus than today. But the day after tomorrow, more like Jesus. So Jesus himself, our hope. Also, Jesus Christ is himself, our life himself. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, now we no longer live, but Christ in us lives for his glory, his kingdom appears, then you also appear with him in glory. So when Jesus comes here, so we will go with the Lord in glory as well. So Christ is our Lord of our life. Verse 12, and this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. So babe Jesus, Greek word, prepos, prepos, here baby. So baby Jesus, seen by Bethlehem country shepherds. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, wow, a lot of angels praising God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward the man. Here, peace, goodwill. Root is Jesus himself. So, do you want to find goodwill in Jesus? Because Jesus himself is goodwill's root as well. Do you want to find the peace? Look in Jesus, because Jesus himself is the root of peace. Verse 15, so it was when the angels had gone away from them, the shepherds, into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. Verse 16, and they, shepherds, came with haste in hurry and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. So Bethlehem country shepherds, two or more, visited on baby Jesus lying in a manger, as well as on Mary, his natural mother, and Joseph, his adopting father. The Greek word, prepos. Next is Matthew chapter 2, child pleadion, not prepos. Pleadion, Greek word, child. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, after, so 1 year or 2 years, later after Jesus' birth, in the days of Herod the king. Who is Herod? Herod is the king of Judah, appointed by Caesar, Roman emperor. Behold, the wise man from the east came to Jerusalem. So wise man, two or more, we don't know, 3, 4, 5, up to 12 or 24, we don't know, 2 or 3 or more. So, not directly wise men go to Bethlehem, but to Jerusalem. It took a time to see Jesus. Verse 2, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? Here, the king of the Jews provokes jealousy over Herod the king of Israel, appointed by Caesar. For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Here, worship. All the English word worship is mass. So him, Christ. So Christmas means worship Christ. That's Christmas. That's the essence. That's the original meaning. Not just a holiday. July 1st is a holiday too. So not just a holiday. Worship him. Worship Christ. Verse 8. And he sent them, Herod the king, sent a wise man to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully, diligently for the young child, Pleiadion, not baby child, the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. This is a cheating word, lying, because the letter is Herod killed 2 years older or a younger son killed them. So here, worship him as well. Worship Christ. Mass Christ. Christmas. Verse 9. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star, superstar, which they had seen in the east, went before them, before wise men, until the superstar came and stood over where the young child was, Pleiadion, Jesus was. Verse 10, when they saw the star, they rejoiced. Again, Jesus is rejoiced, source, essence, root, with exceedingly great joy. That's why we can rejoice always in the Lord, because Jesus himself is the root of joy. Even if whatever difficult situation, even if we face any serious illness, we can rejoice because Jesus himself is the root of joy, great joy. Verse 11, and when they had come, wise men had come into the house, wise men saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. So here, not in the manger, here, house, in the house. And fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Here, no Joseph, only Mary, young child Jesus, and the wise man, and three gifts. That's all. Here, gold means a symbol of a heavenly kingdom. Revelation chapter 21, verse 18. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, precious stone, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. So, gold is symbol of a heavenly kingdom. Then frankincense is a symbol of a prayer. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. So incense is a prayer. Myrrh, a symbol of Jesus' death body. So not too contaminated. So there is a paint myrrh with dead body. So John chapter 19, verse 39. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Today, especially in North America, why many local churches reduce the frequency of assembling during Christmas season? And number two, why even many Christians call Happy Holiday rather than Merry Christmas, I ask it. They are like many valid reasons from sides of people. Because the head of a church is Christ in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. So church is the head, controller, Christ. So our body head controls our body members, fingers, food, you know, everything. So Christ is the head of the church. So therefore, church is theocratic rather than democratic. So we should see the region from the Bible rather than from people. Christmas is the combined word between Christ and Mass or worship, focusing on worshiping Christ. The Merry Christmas focusing on Christ is proper compared with the Happy Holiday focusing on people's leisure or vacation. It is a memorable worship service for Christ's birthday. But at any moment when Jesus is coming again, we could not find any reason to reduce the frequency of assembling from the Bible rather than in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching, the day which meaning the day when Jesus coming again in heaven. Further, we would be better to preach the gospel of Christ. In Romans chapter 1, verses 16-17, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Here are answers of the stated question. Number one question is Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Who visited whom and where? What are symbols of three gifts? Who visited on baby Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem? How many visitors? Were there Jesus' parents? And what do you think about the illustration of wise men before Jesus compared to Bethlehem shepherds? The wise men, two or more, visited on child Jesus and on Mary, his mother alone, in the house of Bethlehem with three gifts. Matthew chapter 11. Gold is a symbol of a heavenly kingdom. Frankincense is a symbol of a prayer. And myrrh is a symbol of Jesus' death. However, the Bethlehem country shepherds, two or more, visited on baby Jesus lying in a manger and his parents, Luke chapter 16. And we think about the illustration of wise men before Jesus on bulletin, that the wise men whose numbers are not necessary of three men in the house, according to the Bible. Traditionally confused with the Bethlehem shepherds because of a baby Jesus' manger and his parents. Number two, Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 says his name Jesus. And why is his name Emmanuel given in Matthew chapter 1 verse 23? And what verses can we find the function of Christ? Jesus is a name meaning the Lord is salvation. Christ means anointed one by God. And the Lord means our master. After the Lord Jesus Christ came on earth, was dead on cross with bloodshed, and rose again third day, the Spirit of God dwelt in us. Therefore, God with us. Emmanuel means God with us. As the outcome of the Lord Jesus Christ coming on earth, we can find the function of Christ in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. God anointed Jesus to save his people from their sins. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 32 and 33, God anointed him with the throne of his father David to reign over the house of Jacob forever and his kingdom without end. Last question, what does Christmas mean to us? And what would be our life without the birth of Jesus? The last question of Christmas meaning to us is an open question in the view of the Bible. Christmas means a memorable worship service for Christ's birth. That is Christ's birthday. Christmas is not a holiday for a party, for Santa Claus, for super sale, or for any other commercial activity. Christmas is simply Jesus' birthday. Jesus is the master of our life, the savior from eternal death, the root of exceeding joy, peace, goodwill. And Jesus is our hope and our life. Therefore, Jesus is all for our life. Without the birth of Jesus, our life would be in vanity. Let's sing all together, last song, the bulletin.